This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Next question from WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a non-Muslim friend asking me, if God is almighty, why does he want someone to glorify him? Why does he want us to do that? I don't know how to answer that. This is a common question asked by non-Muslims, that if God is almighty, why does he want us to glorify him? Why does he want us to praise him? And the reply to this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already the greatest. When we say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, it doesn't make Allah more great. Allah is already the greatest. Whether we say one time or 10 time or 100 time or 1,000 time, it will not make a difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is already the greatest. Whether we say it or not, it will not make him a difference. So then the question is, then why does Allah want us to praise him, to glorify him? The reason is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the human psychology. The human being, normally, any entity it glorifies, the human being tends to follow the advice given by that human being. For example, if you know that there is a top heart specialist in the world, and you know he's very famous, he comes in the newspaper, everyone knows he's number one. And suppose your mother has a heart attack, so you will take the advice of the topmost heart specialist. If some unknown doctor gives you an advice and a heart specialist gives, who will you follow? But naturally, to save your mother who had a heart attack, you would follow the advice of that heart specialist. Correct? Because he's expert. Similarly, if you want to learn something, you'll go to a teacher who is more famous. If you want to learn mathematics, you'll go to the teacher that is best in mathematics. And when the teacher says something, if you're proven that he's the best, then you follow him. Similarly, when we say Allahu Akbar, or when we say Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar means Allah is the greatest. Subhanallah means glory be to Allah. Alhamdulillah means praise be to Allah. When we say this, we are agreeing that Allah is the greatest. Allah should be glorified. Allah should be praised. We say Al-Hakim, the most wise, the most intelligent. Now when we say this, then whatever advice Allah gives, then we follow it. Because he's the most wise, he's the most intelligent, he's our creator, he's the greatest. So we are praising him. And why does Allah want us to praise him? So that we follow his advice. And who can be a better entity to advise us than our creator? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far superior to the best doctor in the world. If all the best doctors in the world you get together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far superior because he is our creator. He knows us better than the best doctors and best surgeons in the world. So when you're going to follow the advice of the heart specialist for your mother who had a heart attack, will you follow the advice of Allah or not? Allah is far superior to the heart specialist. So the reason Allah is asking us to praise him, so that when we praise him, whatever advice he gives us in the Quran, we follow it. That is the reason in our salah, we have to read compulsory is Surah Fatiha. Reading Surah Fatiha is a fard in our salah. When we read Surah Fatiha, what does it say? We start, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, most gracious, most merciful. Malik yawmiddin, the master of the day of judgment. So first three verses of Surah Fatiha is praising him, is glorifying him. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, most merciful, most gracious. Malik yawmiddin, master of the day of judgment. Then the fourth verse, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Thee alone we worship, thee alone we ask for help. So the first four, three verses are praising him. The fourth verse also, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Thee alone we worship, thee alone we ask for help. Then it goes ahead. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Then we're asking him, show us the straight path. Sirata al-ladhina amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim radhdallin. The path of those who have earned thine favor, and not the path who have gone astray. And the full after that, whatever surah we read is the reply. So Surah Fatiha is a dua, we are praising him. First we are praising him, and then we are asking him, show us the straight path. The path of those who have earned thine favor, and not the path who have gone astray. And then After that, you may decide, Ya Ladina Amanu, Innamal Khamru Al Maisuru, Surah Maidah chapter 5, verse number 90, or you believe most certain intoxicating gambling, dedication of stone divination of arrows, these are Satan's handiwork. Here Allah is guiding you. Don't have alcohol, don't gamble, don't do idol worship, don't do fortune telling. Here we are being guided. So when we praise Him and when we acknowledge He is the greatest, He is the Lord of the worlds, He is the master of the day of judgment, then we have to follow His advice. So Allah is asking us to praise Him, not to benefit Him, but to benefit us. It will make no difference from Him whether you praise Him or don't praise Him. He is already the greatest. Allah is asking you because He knows the psychology. He knows the way we think, so that we follow His advice. We know He is the ultimate. No one is higher than Him. We follow His advice. It will benefit us in this world and the akhirah. Hope that answers the question.